What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Warriors beat the Grizzlies last night. New milestone for Stephen Curry. New milestone for Kevin Durant. Some rotation decisions by Steve Kerr. Some funny moments before and after the game. All that coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome in to Locked On Warriors. I am your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's going on? What's happening? Warriors beat the Grizz last night, 110-93. Was never really in doubt. A solid game all around by the Warriors, if not spectacular. It's weird, as I was prepping for today, watching last night's game, all that stuff. It was kind of boring, honestly, which sounds weird, 17-point win, all that. But it just, I don't know, no one had a spectacular game. There weren't great moments, even with Steph scoring his 15,000th point, even with KD passing Larry Bird on the all-time points list. So, yeah, I mean, it was good, but it just wasn't, I don't know, it wasn't the best game. Like, they have wins like this where Steph goes off for 40 or, you know, is 6 of 8 from 3 or something. I don't know, it was just a pretty standard game all around. I guess the best game would go to Jonas Jerebko, but we'll talk about him in a minute. So let's get to the game, and then I'll get to some of the funny stuff. And I also want to get to Steph's post-game press conference because it was good. He covered pretty much everything from the last week or so with the whole his moon comments and some things about the bench. So we'll get to that in a minute. Let's go to last night's game where Warriors win 110-93. Like I said, it was never in doubt. And it was just a fine game. No one was great. KD had 23. He was 7 of 15 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 8 of 8 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks. So he's been playing his role of, I mean, not rim protector, but he's playing better defense lately. And that happened when Steph was out and is carried over to now, obviously. He has taken a step back, I guess, compared to when Steph is out and Draymond's out, because those are two of the other main ball handlers, so he doesn't have the ball in his hand as much. But he still got 15 shots, was 7 to 15, really good from mid-range, 1 of 3 from 3. But last night, it was more about his defense. He was contesting shots, couple blocks. He was flying around, and he did a solid job just overall. One of the things that I did notice was in the end of the first quarter and into the second quarter was Steve Kerr staggered Steph and KD, which I've been wanting to see for a while. I think a lot of people have wanted to see it, and especially against Sacramento, it showed worse than other games when you have a lineup without Steph, without KD, and Klay is your main scorer, who, don't get me wrong, is a great scorer, but not in the sense, not that he can create his own shot, not that he can go out there and get his own looks. His scoring is more based off of coming off screens or, you know, in transition, things like that, where in a second unit, when you have McKinney and Jerebko and Iguodala and Livingston and just those other pieces, you need a guy who can create and also get buckets. So the stagger was good to see. It worked out well. KD played well in that stagger. So did Steph. Even though neither of them had great games, those units played better with them in it. And it'll be interesting to see if that's something that Steve Kerr continues to do and does he even expand on it. Maybe go a little longer with the stagger instead of just it being a couple minutes then kind of pulling back. Will he make it an every game thing that goes for longer than, you know, the 3 or 4 minutes when Steph sits out or vice versa? And I also always wondered, too, when he wouldn't want to do it, how much of it is that just your two superstars, Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, they both like to play the entire first quarter. And you kind of have to cater to them to a certain extent. But at the same time, I think the stagger is better for the team and just for the players. Because when KD's out there by himself, he can dominate the ball without Steph or Draymond and vice versa. And he can play it at his pace when he's out there by himself and Steph and Draymond can, you know, push the pace as much as they want when KD's not out there. I mean, they do it when KD's out there anyways, but I'm just saying it might work out better as a stagger. We'll see how it goes moving forward. Steph Curry scored his 10,000th point last night, or excuse me, 15,000th. Only 20 points on the game, so he has 15,010 points in his career. He was 6 of 16, 3 of 9 from 3, 5 of 5 from the field, 7 rebounds, which Steph is a damn good rebounder for a point guard, and not just a point guard, a 6'3 point guard. Only 1 assist, though, 2 steals. So honestly, an okay game for Steph. Not good. He was fine. He was just fine. I mean, there's not much more to say about it. I talked about the stagger with him and KD. 6 of 16 isn't great. 3 of 9 isn't great. Steph is going up against his own greatness. And so that's what he has to deal with. 20 points would normally be fine, but not a great game for him. Same thing with Klay. Klay, I mean, I don't know. He was 6 of 11, which is good, but 1 of 4 from 3 is not. 5 rebounds for him. I do appreciate the fact that he's become much more of a rebounder this season. For a guy his size, he should be, and he's really taking it serious. He had 3 assists. This isn't something you see often where Klay will have more assists than Steph, but that's exactly what happened. Klay had 3 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 16 points. Again, just a fine game. It was a lot of just fine games and instead of one overpowering game from a superstar, I guess, which isn't a bad thing, but just not the most entertaining of games. Draymond had a Draymond game, 8 points. He was 2 of 8 from the field, 0 of 1 from 3, but 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Just Dre being Dre. Jonas Jerebko, the guy is a stud. I mean, he's as good off the bench as anyone we've seen them have for a long time. He was 5 of 10 from the field, 4 of 7 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Only 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. He's just been damn good for them. He scored as many points as Klay last night. Jerebko had 16. And his willingness to shoot is exactly what they need. And Steph's going to talk about it in his press conference, so I'm going to leave it to him. But it's just, it's a very welcoming sight for this team over the last couple years when they've had guys who would kind of cower a little bit when it came to shooting the ball. One of those guys was Omri Caspi, who plays for the Grizz, had 20 points last night. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Andre Iguodala played great, 3 of 3 from the three-point line, 10 points overall, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Andre, let's see if he can continue knocking down threes. I mean, he's not going to go 1,000% the rest of the year, but he's up at around 37% from 3, and yes, it's a very small sample size. I think it's something like 17 of 40-something, so he's not taking a lot, but if he can still knock him down at a high clip, you know, I forget who said it. Maybe everyone says it, but when Andre and or Draymond are knocking down threes, the Warriors are damn near unbeatable. That's about it for the squad. McKinney had a nice putback. He did go 0-2 from 3. Not a big deal. Jordan Bell had a funny moment or two where he got denied by the rim on an open lane dunk. I mean, just stuffed by the rim. Had a nice fast break dunk later in the game. And after, points up at the rim like, I got you this time, you mother... Whiffed on a high five from Andre. Funny moment, man. Jordan Bell is entertaining. He's an entertaining, lovable kid. But, man, he's having a rough second here. He is. So that about does it for the game. Like I said, it was kind of boring as far as a 17-point win goes. A lot of just fine performances, nothing outstanding. Going to take you to Steph's press conference and a couple other pieces from the game coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. As I mentioned, going to play Steph's press conference for you from last night's game after he scored his 15,000th point And let's just go to it right now. No more preamble. Here it is, Steph Curry last night after the win against the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I was kind of frustrated. I missed the open two or three open threes to begin with. And I wanted to get myself going. I forgot about the 10 points I needed. And obviously they called timeout right after and I heard the announcement. So it was a pretty cool moment. Again, just reflecting on entire 9.5 years and more to come. So just definitely appreciative of the opportunity, the milestone, and hopefully a lot more to come.
Steph, you kind of touched on it a little briefly right there, but what does it mean to you to eclipse that 15,000 point mark or the fifth Warrior in history to do so?
I heard the names, other four guys, three of whom are, I think, in the rafters. So just a pretty humbling experience in terms of, again, how long I've been here and all the success that we've had and, obviously recent years and just individual accolades and milestones come out of that. And for us, it's hard to really put it in perspective, to be honest, just in terms of we're still in the moment and still grinding, still on the journey. And eventually, when it's all said and done, hopefully a long time from now, I'll be able to really reflect on what that means and just, again, beyond my wildest imagination, when I was first drafted here, what this could all mean.
Steph, did you feel that there was that once you eclipsed that everyone sort of relaxed a little bit? Because it looked like you guys really kind of
there was so much pressure to get my 10 points early in the game. Like, you could feel the tension in the locker room before, and it was – we've been in game sevens before. We've been, at home on the road, but I've never felt anything like that. So I'm glad we got through it. We pushed through it, and we were able to put that behind us and just go after a win. So thank my teammates for really, really, pushing me, tonight to get me over the edge, over the hump.
Was this your best team performance since you've been back, do you think?
I think in terms of just putting together as close to 48 as possible. We had a little slip up in the beginning of the third quarter, but it's kind of been the story of the season in terms of mixing and matching lineups. Guys go out, guys come back, and it's a little revolving door situation. And we really haven't had a lot of a consistent stretch with everybody available. And then you'll think about what DeMarcus might mean down the stretch when he comes back. So it's we've just tried to, whoever's available on a given night, figure it out. But as we get deeper and deeper in the season, hopefully continue to have good health, we'll be able to solidify our rotations and know who's playing with who from, majority of the game and really get some better momentum, night after night. So defensively, we were pretty good tonight, though.
Steph, threes are obviously your thing, but what's the art and science in hitting runners? Threes in transition.
Oh, what do you mean, off the dribble? Like, yeah. The pull-up threes or like floaters? A lot of basketball terminology right here.
Being able to do in transition.
So off the dribble threes in transition? I don't know. It's just all balance stuff and rhythm. I really haven't. It's hard to really break it down. Just you got to really have a tight handle for the most part, so that transition into your shots there. But to be honest, it's become second nature. You work on it so much. I've been doing it since really thinking about that being a huge part of my game since like my junior year in college. So it's just a natural part of my game that I work on. It's just a feel thing too.
Steph, how did you enjoy talking to astronaut Scott Kelly? And sort of, can you take us through a little bit of that and maybe what you took out of the conversation?
He was one of the first people that I saw on social media that, like, last Monday that reached out. His tweet was pretty good in terms of he's got respect for me, but we need to talk. So for me to DM him. And, 6 days later, I was able to have a conversation with him. I thought it was cool just to have it on IG Live so that people could really hear the back and forth and the questions and things in terms of the perspective around educating our youth and all the good work that's being done in that area, NASA included. So I've never talked to an astronaut before, so that was pretty cool, and that'll hopefully parlay well into going down there in Houston.
Your bench is shooting, I think, 10 percentage points better this year than last. Number one in the NBA right now in bench threes, percentage-wise. How do you feel that extra spacing out there that your bench has been giving you?
Yeah, a lot of it is how teams are defending us as well, and we got to really keep things simple in terms of when we drive, myself, Clay, KD, most of the time there's going to be help, and if we have the right spacing and guys pick their spots, there's going to be a lot of open looks out there, and our message night in, night out, you're open, shoot the ball. Don't second-guess anything. You're out there for a reason. You're going to get good shots, so have confidence and take them. As we go through the season, that's going to be huge for us, especially when we get in the playoffs and teams try to play junk defenses and stuff like that, try to slow us down. Everybody's got to be a threat out there. So I think I really started noticing in Milwaukee when we were out there in terms of how many open looks there were, and we were moving the ball, making the easy play. And, when that happens, teams start, having to make decisions, and then other things open up. So we got some capable shooters. They just got to take them.
Kind of following up on that, when you have a stretch four like Jonas, a legit stretch four who can actually play some five, doing what he does, what does it do for your overall offense? You mentioned some of that just now, but it seems that it's a little different when you have a four that can go out there as opposed to having a two or a three out there.
That's the way the NBA is going, right? So it's always nice to have that threat. No matter really who you play, if defenses are going to switch or pack the paint or whatever, you got to be able to space the floor and have threats out there for sure. We just don't want to overcomplicate things in terms of, we don't really have to hunt for them. They just happen. And again, it's just about having the perspective of keeping it simple. If a guy's open, pass it, keep moving. We obviously know at times we can force feed, our scores and try to make stuff happen. But throughout the course of a game, kind of been our MO for a while now in terms of, that ball movement. It just looks a little bit different this year just with personnel and, again, the way teams have tried to defend us this year. So I like the looks we're getting. Coach always talks about getting good looks and shooting a high percentage, so that's big.
There is Steph on last night's game and performance overall by the team. I want to talk about some of the things he said that he touched on during that. But first, going to take a quick break, and then we will come back and break that down here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. Charles T. Hamilton, blah, blah, blah. Same old, same old. Steph Curry, nice little media availability. Shout out the Warriors for the sound there. One of the things he mentioned, he was asked about Jonas Jerebko overall, just his ability and what he's brought to the team. And obviously it's the shots, the threes. And Steph mentioned it's something that they try and hammer home every single day. If you're open, take the shot. Who cares about these other all-stars, man? If you're open and have a good shot, take it. And we see it with Alfonso. We see it with Jerebko, Quinn Cook, Andre Iguodala the last couple games, that they're willing to take them, and they've been knocking them down. And something that has happened this year, is that the Warriors now have the number one three-point percentage from their bench in the league. Their bench three-point percentage is the best in the league. I think that's a better way to say it, as I just stumbled my way through that. They're shooting 41.7%, and that's the best in the NBA. No other bench has even made 40% of its threes. How long will that go? Who knows? But compared to years of Patrick McCaw and Nick Young and Andre struggling, this is a welcome development for sure. And it's been a huge help to the Warriors and something that hopefully continues. I'm still intrigued to see what they do with this 15th roster spot eventually. I don't think it'll be Patrick McCaw. I think that ship has sailed completely and then they burnt the ship down. But they're going to do something with it, whether that's just Damian Lee, who has also been part of this 41.7% bench shooting in the number of games he's played for the Warriors on his two-way contract, or whether it's someone who gets bought out, another center maybe, who knows. But I'm very intrigued to see what they do with that 15th roster spot. But as I was saying, that 41.7% from three, best in the league, and as good as the Warriors have been in a while coming off the bench shooting-wise at least. I think guys like Alfonso and Jonas Jerebko have the most confidence shooting coming off the bench since, you know, Spates and Barbosa. But these guys are better. So it's a huge boost, and it's great, and I hope it continues. Funny moment after last night's game. I mentioned Omri Caspi, the former Warrior, plays for the Memphis Grizzlies. And he had a good game. He put up 20 points in 21 minutes. And Kevin Durant got a text from a former teammate. One Zaza Pachulia texted Kevin Durant, "Saw Omri kicked your ass tonight, 20 points in 21 minutes. KD responds, "Ha ha ha, f*** you, Z." And Zaza says, "Yeah, put this one on IG too if you want." And KD said he would, and he did. And I found it very humorous. I'm very much so enjoying the continued bromance of Zaza Pachulia and the Golden State Warriors. But speaking of Caspi, Steve Kerr was asked about the bench and how they're knocking down threes this year and what has changed. And Steve took a funny shot at Caspi saying, "Well, if Omri shot like, you know, we wanted him to last year." Ha ha, funny joke. Steve just being Steve. It's all love. But it was funny. And Caspi went 2-4 from three last night, just trying to rub it in a little bit, I guess. Who knows? But funny situation. All love. All good. Good game by Omri. Back cut the hell out of the Warriors. One last thing. Second to last thing. I'm going to give you a league pass pick, as always. The DeMarcus Cousins debate, whatever. Steve Kerr made it clear he's far away from coming back, and there's no timetable. I personally think Steve Kerr is just tempering expectations. Who knows? Maybe he's back in 2 weeks. Maybe he's back for, you know, an early January game. I have no idea. For my own entertainment purposes, I would love it if he was back for the January 5th game in Sacramento. I don't know if that's going to happen. I kind of think it might, but I don't know. Steve Kerr, as I said, has been tempering expectations as to when he will be back, just because I don't think he wants anyone to say, "Oh, you said he'd be back by this date," and he isn't. He's just trying to put as little pressure on DeMarcus as possible. And there have been minor reports coming out that, you know, that he's close. And I think, and this is all just my own speculation, I think that might be coming from DeMarcus's camp or his side, just to, I don't know, force the issue or whatever. But he'll be back when he's back. What he's doing right now with Santa Cruz is a positive, and it's good progress, and hopefully it's soon. The Warriors could use him. They're not in dire need of him, but, you know, he's their starting center, so getting him back will be a good thing. League pass picks for tonight. Only four games, none of them really that good. I mean, I guess Nuggets, Mavs, Nets, Lakers, Hawks, Wizards, Cavs, Pacers. Jeez. Nuggets, Mavericks, because that's the only close to good one on the schedule. I don't know. You guys picked the other one. I really can't. I guess I'm interested in the Wizards. Trevor Ariza going to make his debut tonight. The Nets play hard, so maybe they can give the Lakers a game. Cavs, Pacers should smash them by 100. So, check out whatever games you want. Rough night. I'm still going to be watching them, and I will still be back tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.